News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
From doing something extraordinary to doing, well, nothing. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College, talk to us about the Dutch term Nixon.
Well, the term Nixon, it's a Dutch word and it means doing nothing, just kind of being there, not doing a task, not being busy, just loafing about the place, doing sod all without any purpose, not trying to achieve anything except to do nothing. So it's a Dutch word, and it's one of these concepts that gets, if you like, developed and sold to us when someone writes a book about it. And there was a book a couple of years ago by someone called Olga Mecking called Nixon, Embracing the Dutch Art of Doing Nothing. And it basically extols the virtue of just sitting there on your just sitting there, let's say, and not doing anything at all.
Okay, I'm going to be honest here. I'm really bad at doing nothing. I'm always thinking, and you know, when you have a house, there's always windows to be washed and grass to be cut and stuff. I'm actually really bad at that. Is it a good thing to do nothing?
Well, it is. But Shane, you're not alone. There's a lot of research that shows we dread idleness and we would do something meaningless simply in order to keep ourselves busy. So words like Nixon appear all over the place. So the Italians have a phrase called dolce far niente. I might be saying that wrongly. It's called the sweetness of doing nothing. So again, it's this fantasy, this concept that we can do nothing and be happy. Croatians have a word for it as well called fajaka, F-J-A-K-A, fajaka. And that is aspiring to doing nothing because of the tendency that you exactly described there, Shane, that you'll get up and do things that don't necessarily need doing in order to avoid being idle.
Brendan, what does it say about someone like me who's really, really good at doing nothing? I actually have a great capacity for it, in fact.
Well, you might have a gift gift for Nixon. You might be one of these people who has a God-given gift, but I'm not certain the nation is ready for a full analysis of your mind, certainly not at this hour of the morning.
Pat Kenny's coming up in, we don't have all day, basically, so we better not, Brendan.
Shane, it'll take a lot longer than a single day. But the fact is, as you say, Shane, we do live these very determined, these over-determined lives in a very cognitive world. We're always thinking, we're always doing, we're trying to figure things out. And I think these phrases are really about taking a step back from that a little bit, which deep down we all know is a good thing, although not clearly to the extent that Ciara does it.
Yeah, as you were talking about the different sayings from different countries, I was also thinking of Abbey Road, the Beatles, that magic feeling, nowhere to go. And there is something nice about that. Like, why is it so important to do nothing?
Well, it's important to do nothing because we do too much. It's a rebalancing, and we invest way too much of our identity in what we think and what we do as opposed to what we are. So stepping back gives a little time, a little perspective, and all those things we're worried about, we realise they're probably not as important as we think, and all the effort we make isn't as important as the importance we ascribe to it. So it is quite challenging to do nothing because we're worried we might be irrelevant, that maybe the world can survive without us, maybe we don't need to do everything. And that's a pretty scary thought in a world that is built on busyness, as our current world is.
I was talking earlier, Brendan, about falling out of it. We bought a hammock in Woody's, and I managed to fall out of it on the work call yesterday. But there is something just nice about kind of lying off in the garden doing absolutely nothing.
There is, and it is good for us mentally, it is good for us biologically. We tend to live in a hyped up state with high levels of body cortisol, which if it's sustained, it damages all of our organs. So if we can lie in the hammock, if we can take a little bit of time and step back. In fact, that's probably a good idea for today for people listening going into work to demand a Nixon break. You'll have to spell it out, N-I-K-S-E-N, in case people think it's President Nixon you're talking about. But say, look, I need 10 minutes to do my Nixon in the other room, and that productivity and employee well-being will definitely increase as a result.
Yeah, I think you might get the other Nixon. You might be impeached if you suggested that to your employer, but it's good advice. Brendan Kelly, clinical professor at UCD School of Medicine, a professor of psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
I need way more than 10 minutes for my nicks, and I need about an hour and a half. I don't know what, but Brendan is underestimating how.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.